God is here. I love Him. Not for what He's going to do for me, but for what He's already done. What He's already done. Glad you're here tonight.
Yes, we are.
Isn't it good to have the love of God down in your heart? Isn't it good? If you got something, you can feel it. If you ain't got nothing, you can't feel it. That's the way it is, brother. You either got it or you ain't got it. I like, every now and then, I need a little revival, Brother Junior.
I guarantee it.
And you know, we ought to be thankful, Brother Jim, that revival comes in the little Jewish church just every now and then. Every now and then. And it seems like it happens on Wednesday night a lot. And God comes down and Brother Bill just looks down and says, "My people down there are hungry. I'm going to feed them." Because they gathered in the right way. Because they gathered in the right way. I hope and pray that I'm happy. I'm glad to be alive today that I can serve Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I often tell them, Brother Fred, it's not about me. It's not about you, Brother Fred. It's not about Brother Junior. Or any of these other brothers and sisters, Sister Kim, but it's about Jesus. It's about Jesus. That young man laying over there in Germany tonight, I pray that he's all right. Not necessarily his body, but his soul. Yeah. Brother Larry, that's the most precious thing that people need to take care of. Here, Brother Bill, this man's going to fade away. Going to go away. Amen. But there's a man on the inside, Brother John, that has eternal life. Now, brethren, they preach all they want to, Brother John, but I'm not waiting on eternal life. I've already got it, brethren. They can do what they can say, what they want to say, Brother Bill, but I've got eternal life. The Bible says to know God is, not waiting on, Brother Friend, is eternal life. You know, I asked Brother Junior, I'll try to sing you a song in a minute, brother. I asked Brother Junior going up the road this morning, I said, maybe coming back, I don't remember exactly. I said, "Brother Junior, who crucified Christ? Who crucified Christ?" They like to blame it on every other group of people, brother, but we all had part. We all had part. We like to blame, "Oh, it was that Jew people," or "It was them Roman people." It was that. But it was Terry Bryant. It was Greg Lewis. It was Roger Jameson. Sandra, you too. Every one of us crucified Christ. How did we do that? Did we drive the nails in His hands? Not literally, no, we did not. But we're just as guilty. Just as guilty. Brother Corbett. The Bible says that He died for the sin of the whole world.
Past, present, future.
Every man and every woman that's ever been saved, Brother Junior, come under the blood of Jesus Christ. They didn't save themselves. I love you all. Thank you for being here. Especially my good buddies is here tonight, and I love them with all my heart. Go back home and say, "We went to Ashland, Kentucky, and Jesus was down there."
Amen.
He was down there. So I hope that God will let me sing for you. And sometimes we do things. I sat and talked today, Brother Junior, with your nephew about things he enjoyed that I used to enjoy doing. You never know. If you have something in common with somebody, Brother Roger, you may entice them and come into your church someday or another. Brother Lon, we talked about coon hunting. We talked about this and that and t'other. Maybe someday he'll have a desire to come and see us because we talked about something we had in common. You never know how you can reach somebody. By being loving and kind to them, Brother Greg, makes all the difference in the world. They whipped him.